Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of March the 9th through the 13th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hey guys, and welcome back to News and Weather. I'm Nisa here with Coda and Anna. This segment is going to be a quick one, so let's get right into it. Spring and graduation photos for kindergarten through 5th grade are March 19th. Sports photos are also March 19th.
That's it for this week's news. Now on to Anna with the weather.
This is Anna with your weather. Friday, March the 6th, with a high of 69 and a low of 38, with no chance of rain. Saturday, March the 7th, with a high of 62 and a low of 38, with no chance of rain. Sunday, March the 8th, with a high of 66 and a low of 48, with no chance of rain. Monday, with a high of 69 and a low of 38, with no chance of rain.
This weather has been accurate as of March 5th, 2020. This is Anna with your weather. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Hey, Wildcats. This is Coda.
And Avery.
Here to talk to you about some of the interesting apps and technologies in our everyday lives.
Do you or anyone you know love remote-controlled toys? Well, if so, they make a remote-controlled car that drives on walls and any other surfaces. This remote-controlled car is known as a gravity-defying wall-climbing RC car. It has LED headlights, a lightweight heavy-duty shockproof body that won't break if it falls from the walls or ceilings. It comes with an infrared controller, has suction technology that allows it to climb walls and other smooth vertical surfaces. It can rotate in full 360, recharges from the controller, and is suitable for ages 8+. Some side notes are it must be kept away from water and do not dispose of it in heat or fire, and remove batteries if not in use for long periods of time. This item costs $27.95 and can be found on bluebirdbaby.com.
The app today is AudioMac. This app lets you download free music that you can listen to offline. You do not have to pay for the music on this app, and the rating is 4.9 stars. The age requirement is 12 years of age or older. This app lets you listen to music from multiple radio stations or download music by name and make a playlist of your own. If you are not 12 years of age or more, parental consent is advised. This app is ranked number 8 in the music apps. If you are interested, check it out on Google Play or the App Store.
This has been Avery.
And Coda.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for history.
Hello, my name is Tyler, and I'm here with Cash and Cameron, and we are going to discuss a flash in time. We are going back to March 9th through March 13th, so let's get to it.
On March 9th, 1964, the Ford Motor Company produces the first Mustang.
On March 9th, 1916, Mexican raiders led by Pancho Villa attack Columbus, New Mexico, killing 18 people.
On March 9th, 1847, U.S. forces land near Veracruz and lay siege to the city during the Mexican War.
On March 10th, 1864, Abraham Lincoln promotes Ulysses S. Grant to commander of all Union armies.
On March 10th, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell succeeds in sending words over a telephone wire.
On March 10th, 1785, Thomas Jefferson is appointed minister to France, succeeding Benjamin Franklin.
On March 11th, 1960, NASA launches Pioneer 5, one of the first probes to explore the solar
system. On March 11th, 1960, President Roosevelt signs the Lend-Lease Bill, which provides war supplies to countries fighting the Axis powers.
On March 11th, 1888, one of the worst blizzards in U.S. history hits the Northeast, killing some 400 people.
On March 12th, 1912, Julian Gordon Lowe funds the Girl Scouts of the USA in Savannah, Georgia.
On March 12th, 1923, the first motion picture with sound recorded on film is demonstrated in Los Angeles. It shows people dancing to music but has no dialogue.
On March 12th, 1755, the first known use of a steam engine in the United States takes place at New Jersey Copper Mine, where it is used to pump water from the mine.
On March 13th, 1868, the Senate begins the impeachment trial for President Andrew Johnson.
On March 13th, 1928, the St. Francis Dam gives away on a reservoir 40 miles northwest of Los Angeles, killing at least 450 people.
On March 13, 1639, Harvard College is named for one of its benefactors, clergyman John Harvard. This information was provided to us by the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T. Cribb. This has been Tyler, Cash, and Cameron. Tune back in next week for more history. Until then, stay in school and stay cool.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Funky Factoids. I'm Nisa here with Dane, and today this week's Funky Factoids is just some neat random facts. Let's get into it.
Did you know that the total weight of ants on Earth once equaled the total weight of people?
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I mean, I wonder how much uncles would weigh. I'm just kidding.
That's a bad joke.
It's the bug kind. It's the bug kind of ant.
That's a bad joke. Did you know that some people have an extra bone in their knee?
Is it a necessary one? Like, do they need it, or?
I don't know. It's just an extra bone.
Do they need it?
Do they?
Did you know that Pringles aren't actually potato chips, but are potato crisps?
Did not know that.
That makes sense, actually. I don't think they're... Because like, I guess
it's on the Pringles packaging, it doesn't say anything about it being an actual potato chip.
Yeah, I guess a chip is probably one that's actually like sliced from a potato and then fried.
Yeah, no, Pringles don't do that.
Yeah.
Did you know that Abraham Lincoln's bodyguard left his post at Ford's Theater to go drink?
I did know that.
You did know that?
Yeah, drinking on the job. That's why you shouldn't drink. Did you know that koalas have fingerprints?
I did know that.
I did as well. It's not a surprising fact to us, but to you guys, the viewers.
It might be.
Now you know. Koalas have fingerprints.
You didn't need to know it, but now you know. Did you know the man who wrote Dracula never visited Transylvania?
I didn't know that, no.
In fact, he didn't visit most of Eastern Europe, if I believe so. If I remember correctly.
I also haven't visited Transylvania, so that's a fun fact for you guys.
I mean, he was an Irishman, so...
Did you know Chinese police use geese squads?
I did not know
that. I didn't know that either. What does this mean, Nisa?
It means they had a bunch of geese, and they would have them patrol the area. So, in other words, if someone were to steal a purse, the geese would start squawking, because they'd like keep them on little posts.
Oh, that's interesting.
Did you know the Australian government banned the word mate for a day?
No, I did not know that. That seems kind of... Like, I wonder how many times people said it that day still, like, you know what I mean?
Come on, mate.
Maybe they don't... Mate, get out of here. Listen, it's banned, okay? We can't say none of that around here, okay? We can throw shrimp on the babby all we want.
But we can't say mate.
We can't say it. I'm really losing the Australian accent here. It's kind of getting away from me. It's going to become British accent if I'm not careful. All of these fun facts can be found at bestlifeonline.com/randomfunfacts.
That's it for this week's Funky Factoids. Tune in next time for more fun facts. Now to our next segment.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane, and today we're going back to the days of the 90s. Hey everyone, welcome back to the days of the 90s. I'm your host Dane, and today we're going to be talking about five of the best sporting events from the 90s. Now, this isn't the top five. I didn't want to put any ahead of the other, but these are five that I found that I really thought should be shared with you guys in case you guys didn't know much about sports in the 90s. The first one comes from the golf scene, where in the 90s, Tiger Woods won his first Masters in the year 1997. Also in the 90s, the Chicago Bulls won 2 3-peats in the NBA. They won in 92, 93, 94, and then in 96, 97, and 98. Sticking with basketball, the Americans put up the 92 Dream Team in the Olympics of 1992, and this team included Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, literally some of the greatest basketball players of all time, all on one team. It was crazy. And they won the gold medal that year, obviously. In the bicycling world, Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France. And this was, of course, later taken away because he was found to be taking steroids. But nonetheless, a big moment in sports. The last major sports occurrence in the 90s that I'm going to be bringing up is from the boxing ring, I guess you would say. And it's when Mike Tyson bit Holyfield and like actually took off a piece of his ear. And I remember even when I was a kid, I didn't grow up in the 90s, but early 2000s people still brought it up. And I remember that for some reason. I don't know why, but I do. Anyway, guys, that is five sporting events from the 90s that were really big. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you guys next week. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.